black pepper, red pepper. Boy, you can lick your finger off.
Did you ever use the liver and cook up the liver and make anything?
Well, we always use liver for black rice or like we make a butcher where we fry some liver separate from the meat. That's the way we do.
And you make what from that?
Yeah, you just eat it. And don't fish it to eat it.
Eat the liver?
Yes.
Chop it up and...
Oh, no, you have to chop it up. It's fried. It's just sliced. Thin slice.
Slice the liver and fry?
Yeah. Take it and put them in vinegar. Put the seasoning in. And get your grease hot. Just drop your liver in there about 5 minutes. Take it off, put it in the dish. So you cook all your liver and you put gravy and all in the dish.
Did you ever cook it and grind it up?
Oh yeah, that's when you make some black rice.
You would cook it and then grind it up, and what'd you call it?
Black rice, I tell you.
Oh. You put it in the rice?
Put it in the rice and stir it all together. And put it in a bowl or a dish.
Yeah. Did you ever use any of the hog blood for anything?
Hog blood?
Did you ever use the hog blood?
Oh, that's the best thing in the world.
What'd you make?
Make some boudin out of it.
Boudin?
Boudin.
Tell me how to make that, Mr. George, because I've heard of that.
Well, a way to make it. You get your hog, you pick your blood up, put some salt in your vessel, pick your blood up, and when you get ready to make it, you just put it in a big bowl or big dish pan, and take your big spoon, just stir your blood till it turn all to blood, you know?
Yeah.
And then you take some fat and cut you some onion and parsley and thyme. Cut all that together and cook them together with that fat. Cook it good together. Cook your pot of rice, and when it's cooked, when that meat is cooked good, you just put it all together and put in that blood.
Yeah.
And the interest is washed, clean, turned over and everything. You take your blood with a cup and put it in them good. And when it's ready, take your pot, foot tub with water and salt in your water, and put it to heat. Don't cook it too fast. And boy, you're talking about something good. This is, the Bible tells you not to eat blood. But I'll be John Bunny if I don't eat it. You know, it's a sin to eat blood. That's what some people say. But it's not. It's not a sin to eat nothing. It's a sin to eat like a dog. But anything is eatable, you can eat it.
Indians ate dog all the time.
Oh yeah, and not just Indians. Tell me them Fijian, of course, and them Jap and all of them, they eat dog just like we eat cattle here.